Hey, listen, everybody. The good doctor's back with us today. I told you we had her coming back on. We had her on the show last month, and it was to debut her best-selling new book. It's called Queen V. Queen V. Now, the V is for what exactly what you think it is.
Yes,
and
it
she's back with us today to talk about intimacy, sexual health, while quarantined.
Right.
Oh,
and she has been a practicing OBGYN for over two decades, and she's one of the star doctors on Bravo's hit reality show, Married to Medicine. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show our family member and friend, Dr. Jackie Walters.
Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome
back. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for the book. Thank you.
And yeah, you got a lot of reviews on it, but in case our listeners missed the interview last month, give us a quick overview of your book, Queen V.
So the Queen V is everything you need to know about sex, intimacy, and down there health care. So anything you need to know about down there health care, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Now,
this information that we're going to go over today, everybody, is for women and men.
Absolutely.
Because we all are participants in keeping the Queen V happy.
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Yes, we are.
You're right.
Go ahead.
It's been a mission of mine.
Anyway.
Over the years.
A decade.
Topic, I've please, sir.
First had a profound interest as a college student.
And
it is nothing but grown ever since. And so this book has been really I don't want to say eye-opening, but it has been really enlightening.
What Mr. Harvey's talking about is this book is absolutely great. It will enlighten, encourage, and uplift women and men. And this book was written before this topic that we're about to talk about. So you may not find everything you need to know about the book and this pandemic we're in, but I got some tips for you you can certainly find in the book.
All right, so just to get everybody ready before we get into this, I'm going to tell you that we're currently going through a national pandemic with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all been ordered to stay inside, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
If you stuck inside with your partner, lots of sex. Now, we all know that's not really happening because some kids is in there too, but it's supposed to mean lots of sex. So we're going to talk about it. As soon as we come back, first thing we're going to get into are the do's and don'ts of intimacy during this pandemic.
Okay.
When we come back, Dr. Jackie Walters are going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of intimacy during this pandemic. We'll be right back with world-famous Dr. Jackie Walters from Bravo's Married to Medicine right after this. All right, we're back, everybody. We're back, and our special guest this morning is Dr. Jackie Walters. We had on the show about a month ago, and her new book is called Queen V. And again, the book is about what, Dr. Walters?
The book is about sex, intimacy, and down there health care. Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
We all have to care about down there health care because it affects us all.
Yeah. Yes. Talk, Steve.
Yeah.
Talk,
so,
Steve.
Like I said before we left, and Dr. V, I want you to start right now. We're currently going through this national pandemic with the coronavirus, and everybody been ordered to stay inside. And you know what that means if you're stuck inside with your partner, lots of sex. That's what's supposed to be happening. But let's talk about the do's and don'ts of intimacy during this pandemic.
So first and foremost, we have been told to stay 6 feet apart from everybody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know with 6 feet apart, that's not intimacy. And we know that's an that nobody's going to do that. So if and how much we're having intimacy, we want to talk about it. First and foremost, you want to have intimacy with your safest sex partner. You know who that person is? Yourself. That's your safest sex partner.
Oh, I don't love me like that, Dr. Jack. I get tired of me fast. But okay,
but that's
go ahead.
The one way you won't spread COVID-19. And secondly, your next safest partner is someone you live with.
Okay.
Having close contact with a person in your circle, or person, but the person in your circle is going to prevent the spread. Mm-hmm. But secondly, avoid contact with people outside of your household.
Okay.
You know, if you're dating online, if you have escort dates, rooms, you know, those kind of places, you want to avoid that right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This ain't the time for that.
No. Consider taking a break from those kind of places.
That's hard to do.
Be quiet, Jack.
No, I do.
Yes, sir.
Have a question. Mm-hmm. What if you quarantine with somebody you can't stand at all? What? Because you need to speak to those people, Doc. They're out there.
Doc,
they're in the house with somebody. The V is not going to be distributed at all, okay?
We talked about that.
Doc, help me now. I want you to speak to those people. Go ahead.
Well, this is a good time to reconnect with that partner, though, Jay.
Ain't going to be no reconnecting.
It's still going to take a while to get to the V, though, Dr. Jay.
Yeah.
Can we speed this up?
All right.
Dr. Walters, now, let me ask you this, because they say that during this quarantine, it's either going to rebuild your relationships and build it, or a lot of people are going to discover that this is it. But
that's true. It's going to amplify. You're right.
So
it's going to amplify what's happening.
Are there any like suggestions for like getting it on during the quarantine? Is it anything we need to keep in mind?
A couple of things. One, we have not found COVID-19 in semen or vaginal fluid.
Hello, that's what I'm talking about. Now that deserves a standing ovation like that, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Woo! Here's a warning. COVID-19, though, has been found in the feces of people who are infected.
Oh, I don't mess with that. But
we ain't going back there.
So you're saying, long as we don't kiss.
What? Well,
put your mask on. And don't kiss me. Don't try. And don't talk to me. This is working out.
You know what, Mr. Harvey? He's being honest. It's droplets. It's mucus and saliva and feces. So he's exactly right. Be careful where you're putting your mouth.
Mm-hmm. So hang on. Hold on. Dr. Walter, stay right there. We going to hold you because this is better than what we was going to do. We'll be right back with Dr. Walters from Married to Medicine with a brand new book out called Queen V. Everybody get his great quarantine reading, as you can tell. Right back after this. All right, y'all, we back. And what we'd normally be doing, we're going to put on the blocks because we got a great conversation going because we're talking about sex during the quarantine with Dr. Jackie Walters, who's got a great new book out, everybody. Queen V. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle.
It's everywhere.
And it's a great book. It's called Queen V. It talks about sexual health everywhere.
Intimacy and down there health care.
And we've been talking about down there, and we just found out on that last break that
it
it is found that coronavirus has not been found in vaginal fluids or semen. And
correct.
But it is in you know, the mouth and droplets and mucus and feces.
And feces.
Yeah. Now, if you get coronavirus from feces, your ass ought to have it.
So yeah, you're supposed to get it.
I don't know what you're doing back there. But now we're talking about, let me ask you this question, doctor. How important is it to still use birth control during this time? What if you miss a few days?
That's a good question.
Well, you lower the effectiveness of your birth control by skipping it. So if you have that kind of birth control that you're to take every day or use every week and you're starting to miss it, you may want to consider things like Plan B, you or your condom broke.
Condoms.
And that's the only birth control you're using. You may want to keep a kit of Plan B at the house so that you are not having the oops moment if you didn't mean to have oops.
So you need some B for the V. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm just taking notes.
I mean, you need a plan B.
You need a B for the V. I got you. All right.
Dr. Walters, could you explain what plan B is? I normally go with plan A.
Well, plan B is a hormone pill that you will take, follow the directions on the box, to prevent pregnancy.
Yes.
And you need to take this within those first 72 hours of your oops so that it's most effective. So if you had a condom that broke or you've forgotten your pills or you can't get out and get your birth control pills and you're still going to have intimacy, you want to make sure you have that plan B on hand to try and prevent pregnancy if that's what you're trying to do.
That's for the females to take only.
Yes, for the females to take
Junior,
only.
You don't take the pill for plan B.
Okay, my bad.
That's not helping
you.
The woman not be pregnant by you taking it.
Okay, but I need to think that was a given.
Yes.
Okay.
Worse than that, though, none of this will protect you from HIV, hepatitis, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and genital warts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now we got that. Now let me ask you this: let's say a couple is planning on having a baby soon. Is this a good time to work on that? What's the pros and cons of conceiving right now?
So I've talked to my fertility friends over there who are doing IVF, which they put all that on hold because we don't really have the answers. That's the crazy thing about coronavirus right now, or COVID-19, I should say, is we don't really have the answers. And so I would hate to tell women not to get pregnant because that's what I do. But we don't know the answers. What we do know is we have not found any babies who have been affected by coronavirus. We've seen one.
So, Doc, what you're saying is, like, if you conceive and you're pregnant, but if you contract coronavirus during your pregnancy, they don't have the facts whether it passes on to the baby or not.
Thus far, we've not seen it passed on to the baby.
That's the blessing.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that's
Yes, we've had, you know, I've delivered tons of babies in the last couple of weeks. Few COVID-positive moms, and the babies have been fine.
Well, okay, now here we go, because I done got you caught up in this thing now. So let's talk about this, because besides having sex, what's some good ways to connect with your partner during this time, besides sex?
You know, in the book, I talked about the most powerful sex organ we have is the brain.
Well, how do we use that?
I've
never used mine for that before.
Sorry, Dr. Jackie.
I'm 63 years old and still have yet to use my brain for sex.
This is a good time to have conversations that you haven't had before, or get those books out where you have 1,000 questions. Mm-hmm. Ask questions that you haven't asked before.
We could even talk
about COVID-19. If I contracted COVID-19, I'm an OBGYN, I've asked my husband, are you leaving the house? Now, you know what I wanted him to say, and he did say that. But those questions that can make us connect, it made me feel so loved. He was like, no, baby, I would never leave the house.
Aww.
And he was smart enough to say it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. You know, we've seen the little meme where the man said, B, I'll choose B.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I saw that.
Well, you know, I mean, if you ask the average guy if your wife catch COVID-19, what you going to do, they're going to be down at Marriott.
No.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though, Doc. But, I mean, of course, me, I would stay because, you understand, I mean, I'm tied to this one here. This is it. So
That's right.
But now, but if you stay, you still have to practice some type of isolation or quarantine to protect your partner that's not infected.
Mm-hmm. But you self-quarantine in the house. I mean, you go into separate rooms and you'll stay there. And the truth is, and I'm not being a doctor right now, is you probably already had intimate contact by the time the person finds out that they have COVID-19.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so
we might well go and be in the same room, and we might well go and do what we're going to do if we both got it.
No, right? Tommy, I think we want to follow the guidelines. We definitely want to follow the guidelines and self-quarantine. And try to protect your partner. You know, that person's significant enough to you that you don't want them infected if you could possibly prevent it.
Right.
See, that's the problem. See, Doc, that's the problem at my house right now. Because my wife is so hell-bent on protecting me. I mean, we're on a type of lockdown here that's really, I don't even think Pentagon is harder to get into.
Have you seen her, Steve? Have you seen her?
All of them. What you talking about? Have I seen who?
Like, you sound like y'all quarantined where y'all away from
each other. Oh, no. I don't mean away from each other. We are on each other every day. But I'm talking about, can't nobody else come in here? And it's just really a damn shame.
Not the kids, anyone. I mean,
but seriously, she done told everybody, my husband is over 60. Ain't nobody affecting him. I go, well, damn, baby, I'm healthy, though. She don't care, so.
So you can't bring groceries in the house. You know, they got all kinds of guidelines now. Make sure you wash the groceries off before you bring it in the house. Mm-hmm. Don't put it on your countertop. It's on your clothes. Like with my scrubs, I'd have to strip down in the garage to switch into new clothes to take a shower to change into more clothes.
Wow. Well, Dr. Jackie, we applaud you. We thank you so much. We're praying for you because we know you're in there on the front lines. We thank you for coming and giving us this very important information. I mean, we laugh and joke a lot, but it is very important
information.
Hey, y'all,
listen to me.
Thank you for that.
Go on Amazon while you're home. Order the book. You can get the book on Kindle. When they drop the box off at the door, spray it, open it, and then wipe the book down with your wipes and go on and have yourself a nice quarantine read. Or get it on books on your iPad. The book is Queen V. Steve Harvey Nation, support Dr. Jackie Walters and get the book Queen V. Dr. Walters, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys be safe.
All right, we're happy.
Dr. Walters, is the hot tub okay? Can me and my wife quarantine in there? Is it?
You can do that.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.